I'm happy that you have tuned back in to this lesson. It's another lesson on the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. Christ, the simple man, the working man, the weathered skinned man, the man with the blisters on his hand, the man from Galilee, the construction worker, a tradesman. And the people he spoke to were people just like him, working people. People that would shop at Walmart if they had one in those days. Listen to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3. I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Christ was a simple preacher. He made simple phrases like, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, love thy neighbor as thyself. Easy words, easy phrases, not hard to understand. In fact, in Matthew, the 7th chapter, he used these simple phrases. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the commandments. A simple phrase, not hard to understand. Even the fisherman understood what he was saying. The farmer, the tax collector, even the theologians could understand that. All the simplicity that is in Christ. And then he says, enter you in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Those phrases were pretty simple, but it spoke volumes. He says, we are to go into the straight gate, the difficult gate, the gate that may be hard. And the reason was this, for the wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. I was talking to the wife about this subject the other day, and I said, you know, honey, it looks like to me that the broad way would be a good place to start a church or to pitch a tent. The broad way, in the way in which the sinners are walking, if we could just get them before they got to the place called destruction, oh, that sinners would turn from the broad way and enter into that difficult way. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The gate that leads to life is a difficult gate. It's a narrow way. There's not much wiggle room in this narrow way. It's narrow and it's difficult, even hard. And because of this, many choose the broad way, the easy road, not realizing that it does indeed lead to destruction. Great is this gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto eternal life, and few there be that find it. I know we think that everybody in the world is going to be saved. Everybody in the world is going to heaven. But my Bible tells me plainly that everybody will not be saved. There's going to be those that hate God. There's going to be those that hate you because you love God. Jesus said, they hated me. They're going to hate you also. That goes against everything that we really desire. We want people to like us. We want people to love us. We want people to think that we are good people. We are an all right guy. We want to be a person that everybody would like to call their friend, but we're not. Jesus said, You think that I have come to bring peace on this earth? Oh, no. I came to bring division. My friend, God drew a line in the sand when he sent his son Jesus. Jesus said, you're either for me or against me. You are either a child of my Father or you're a child of the devil. There is no middle ground. Joshua says, choose this day whom you will serve. If you think it's hard, if you think it's not profitable, if you think it's an evil thing to serve God, then choose who you will serve. There is no middle ground. Even in the church in the wilderness, there was a division. There were those who despised everything that God stood for. They despised the sacrifices. They despised the idea of paying tithe. Eventually, they quit paying tithes. And when they did, God says, would a man rob God? And they said, Where have we robbed you? In what thing have we robbed you? God says, in tithe and in offerings. You've taken it and you've spent it on your own desires. You've taken what was mine and used for your own benefit, as though I was not going to supply your needs. You didn't trust me. You felt that 90% was not quite enough. So you took God's 10%. Ever since mankind has known about God, mankind has made choices. Some chose the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, while others chose the God of this world. Now let me get back to the simplicity of Christ. When he said that you're either for me or against me, these were simple words, plainly spoken. No one needed a theologian to interpret these words. Everybody, from the peasant to the prince, could understand what God was telling us. God sent his Son to reveal himself to mankind. The last thing that God would have wanted was for his Son to speak in words that the human beings that he intended to rescue would not understand his direction in order to be saved. God wants us to know his word. God has sent his Holy Ghost to teach us, to guide us, to lead us into all truth. Trust the Holy Ghost. You don't have to have a shelf full of CDs and DVDs and books from every preacher in the nation. The greatest problem of most Christians today is they don't read the Word of God. They read pamphlets, self-help books. All it's going to take for you to know what God wants is to take that Bible in your hand and find yourself a place to pray and yield to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the best teacher you'll ever have.